Hey everybody, this is Sean Early. Welcome to the podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about a big announcement that has happened in the past couple weeks. I've been so busy working on this announcement, I haven't had a chance to announce it. But anyway, the big word, robot spaceship. What is it and what's it all about? In this podcast, I'm going to tell you, so I'll see you in the episode. If you like this podcast, be sure to click the subscribe button. You can also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter in order to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. Today's episode is brought to you by Babbel. Living in and traveling to other countries is always a communication challenge. One of the greatest resources that have helped me in my travels is a language study program called Babbel. Babbel is the shortest, most holistic path to having real conversations in a new language. Accessible in-app and on desktop, the user will benefit from unlimited access to courses for one or all of the available languages, 14 in total, with teaching materials created by native speakers and didactic experts. The courses are optimized for the native language of the student, who can take courses at any level for any learning motivation, for work, travel, etc. Babbel's method is interactive. Following the courses, you'll encounter a variety of learning activities and exercises to practice pronunciation, listening, written language, and grammar. The aim is to get the user speaking from a very first lesson and gain the confidence to engage in conversations. Hence, the content only consists of useful, practical skills that the user can apply in the real world. The progression of Babbel's courses is based on the Common European Framework of References for Languages and ranges from beginner to advanced level. Finally, Babbel has recently expanded its learning ecosystem with live online classes, podcasts, and games, all created by language experts. And now, when you buy a 6-month subscription to Babbel, you receive 6 extra months for free by using our special promo code. So basically, you pay for 6 months and learn for a whole year. So to get more info and redeem the code, go to Babbel, that's Babbel.com/robot spaceship. Hey everybody, this is Sean Early. Welcome to the podcast. Today I want to talk about a special announcement that happened a couple weeks ago, actually. I've been so busy working on all the details of this announcement that I haven't really had a chance to announce it myself. So I want to take that opportunity today. You may have heard the word robot spaceship in a lot of my podcasts and maybe the intro or the outro and seen the robot spaceship logo on a lot of things. Involving things I do, my podcast, some of the other podcasts that I work on, some of the publications I work on. Anyway, big news, stepping back a little bit, Robot Spaceship has up until now always been the name of the podcast network that I distribute my stuff on. It is a podcast network that developed a couple years ago. It was started by myself and the CEO of a company at the time called ChemWeb, which I work for as a consultant. And so a few years back, I got together with the CEO and said, well, let's take all this podcasting stuff that we've been doing and kind of create a network for it so it all has a better title for promotional, for advertising, for all of that involved, and kind of wrap it up under a brand name, Robot Spaceship. We also thought a lot about before about creating an actual sort of innovation magazine around the name. Really didn't quite flesh it out, but the term Robot Spaceship is basically up until now just been the name of the podcast network that we distributed all our podcasts through at ChemWeb. Over the last year on the management team that I've been part of, we've really been trying to work a lot on rebranding ChemWeb, which previously was more of a full-service digital agency and consultancy. And we felt that in the past, all of the products and services and offerings that we have didn't quite match with what was happening currently and coming up in the future and how we wanted to approach our clients and approach the industry. And so we did a lot of brainstorming over the past year and a lot of workshops, and we came to the conclusion that we needed to come up with a new name. We needed to completely reinvent the company and really focus on what's coming up next, how we targeted new clients for the future, how we really address the topic of innovation as a whole. And so we decided that we needed a new name. And since we had this whole topic already kind of bubbling in the past, we decided that we're going to rebrand the company, the entire company, to the name Robot Spaceship. So we are no longer ChemWeb. We are no longer Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. We are Robot Spaceship. And it's a very exciting change and a very exciting new adventure for the company, for myself, and for everyone involved. And lots of things planned. I'll get into some of that in a minute. But anyway, I wanted to sort of kind of clear up some of that confusion as to what that was. There's also been a lot of people who have asked me over the years, you know, Sean, what the hell do you do for a living? Which is always kind of difficult to explain because I have my hands in so many different things over the years. I don't want to go back over my entire history of what I've done, but a lot of what I do now is discussing innovation. So I help Robot Spaceship, formerly ChemWeb, with internal innovative topics to help innovate their company. I also help consult their clients on innovative topics. I talk a lot about what's going on now and trends that are happening in the future. And I discuss them on my podcasts. I also run a few other podcasts that discuss innovative topics. I have another podcast called ARVR Magazine that discusses immersive technology. I have my personal podcast. We have a lot of podcasts in our network over the years that I've been part of to discuss innovative things on. And so I really like to talk about the future. I talk about trends. I advise clients on strategy that involves restructuring their business and positioning for the future with all these changes that happens in technology and culture and business. And so wrapping it up under a brand, such a crazy name like Robot Spaceship, and I agree, it's a crazy name, but we really wanted to make a bold move. We wanted to make a bold decision on something that was memorable, something that makes a big statement. And so Robot Spaceship really kind of defines where we're going in the future. And so my new title at Robot Spaceship is Chief Innovation Officer, which means I talk a lot about innovation. That's my job. And I help us with innovative topics. I help us with innovative products and services, innovative business models, innovative consulting and strategy for the company and our clients. And I get to basically just talk about all the cool stuff that's happening in the future. And so this podcast is one focus of it. Like I said, I have ARVR Magazine, which is another topic. As a company, we're going to be sort of where we have. Actually, we split up into sort of different departments. And so we have the podcast network, which is still running the same. Our business model is talking about innovation, lots of different podcast brand names that we have out there. We have new podcasts that we're currently producing now, talking about future topics. One big thing that has come up over just the past year is artificial intelligence, things like ChatGPT, things that you've heard me talk about in some of the previous podcasts. Anyway, this is, in my opinion, probably one of the biggest transformative technology topics that has come up maybe in my lifetime in terms of how it will drastically impact society and business and the economy and jobs and just the future of lots of things. And so one of the reasons we wanted to restructure the company is to really focus on AI and take sort of an AI first approach to everything we do. And so we have really, I think we hit the target in terms of rebranding at the right time. We went to South by Southwest a couple weeks ago and basically started announcing the new name. At the same time, GPT-4 launched. And so I think we are really positioned now with the new name, the new the new direction, the new refocusing of the company to really kind of grab that horse as it runs out of the stall. And really exciting time to sort of being positioning for that. I think it's also taking a bold statement to say that we are not afraid of the future. We are just jumping on as it happens and really, again, making AI first focused company, whatever that means in the future. A lot of it is just sort of talking about it and analyzing where it's at. A lot of it is just taking advantage of the tools that we have. Another sort of division of our company is Robot Spaceship Magazine. And so we're actually becoming a publishing company, a media company. So we have Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. We have Robot Spaceship Magazine. We have a team, a newsroom team that we're developing right now to create articles and promote content and continually just create interesting content to put on the magazine to share with our customer base and just anybody else who is interested in the topic of innovation and technology. We'll be talking about it. So it includes our podcast, includes articles. We have a really well-known journalist that just came on our team, Sebastian Hosen, who is a really well-known journalist here in Germany, tech journalist, tech and business journalist. So it was really great to have him on the team and kind of heading up our newsroom team as we do that. And another aspect of our company is our newsroom services, which kind of wraps up the entire sort of consultancy agency aspect of what we've been doing for the last 25 years as ChemWeb to actually create what we call a newsroom for the future in terms of, our philosophy is sort of how do we be successful in this constant media tornado that never-ending changes, never-ending information, never-ending technology, never-ending need to be on the latest thing, the current, the now. How do we do that for ourselves as a company? How do we do that for our clients? And so our approach is to really develop what we call a newsroom team to address that, both for us in terms of our publishing channels and for our clients with all of their publishing channels, because we truly believe that you can no longer be a company anymore without having your own sort of corporate newsroom to communicate and engage and spread the story about your brand, your product, your company, your services. And we truly feel that the newsroom is sort of the business model that we address for that to help our clients really understand how to deliver that message out and engage with your customer base. And so we're taking that approach and branding our company around the newsroom. And we're also using that to address our companies and advise them about the newsroom. It's an old term, but I think it really defines where we need to be in the future, especially when it comes to corporate communications. So to sort of wrap it all this up, Robot Spaceship is a corporate communications consultancy company. We are a media company, and we are also an innovation hub. So the innovation hub is something we're developing right now. In order, all this communication that we're doing, all these innovative topics that we're doing, all we're communicating through our magazines and our podcasts and through our clients, we want to be able to bring people in to talk about these topics. And so by developing an innovation hub, we're going to really be focusing on doing a lot of speaking, a lot of talking to people, a lot of events and a lot of live streams. And I keep saying events because that's really what it is. It just encompasses it all. But a lot of ways to engage with people, invite people in to have conversations and promote topics and discuss topics and to share in the startup community, to share in the investment community, to share in the local tech scene that is in our region here in Germany, and be able to just grow that and engage with people and invite people to come in and engage with us, to share ideas, to teach us ideas, and to listen to ideas that we can share. And so the Innovation Hub is something that I'm also tasked with is developing for Robot Spaceship. So lots of things happening, a lot of changes, a lot of big, bold moves, a lot of discussions with acquisitions, a lot of things that are coming up in the future that we're going to be sharing. And it's kind of hard to wrap it all up into one big picture right now, but I just kind of want to let people know where we're going with all this, what the meaning is of all these buzzwords that people are throwing around, the crazy Spaceship Invader logo that everybody's been looking at, wondering what that's all about. And also, it just kind of helps define for me to you what I do for a living and how I can be approached and how I can communicate to you. And if you have ideas or questions or concerns or need advice, then you can approach me and we can figure out how to get you as a company on a better path towards innovating yourself. Because like I said, topics like artificial intelligence are going to be changing everything, and it's changing things so fast that we can barely talk about it. So every single day, it's like a new breakthrough comes through regarding artificial intelligence. And like I said, we have to build a whole newsroom team just to discuss it. And like I said, things have been going so quickly just in the past 2 weeks. I haven't even had a chance to do this podcast. I planned it for, you know, weeks ago to announce this thing, but been so busy with just keeping up on topics and getting the rebrand relaunched and all the new initiatives that we have and all the podcasts coming up and all the communication. It's a lot. And so I'm just glad that you are here to join me in this adventure. If you are looking to evolve your business, to innovate your business, you're looking for some advice on how to really meet these challenges that are happening right now that are making big changes to your business and the entire industry in the future, then please get in touch with me. We can schedule a workshop. We can do it online. We can do it on location. We have a great location here in Mainz, Germany. If you are in Germany, if you're in Europe, but I really look forward to working with people and discussing all this amazing stuff that's coming up in the future and helping you build strategies to really position your business for the future, because there's a whole lot coming up and a whole lot of changes. And honestly, everything, like I said, it changes every single day. So we need to constantly stay on top of it and constantly have a radar and constantly be in a state of experimentation and a comfortable feeling of knowing that things are constantly changing and nobody is comfortable staying the same. That old adage, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Anyway, change is coming and we need to be on top of it. So again, that's Robot Spaceship. We're happy to be here, happy to be on this adventure with everybody, and reach out and contact me if you have questions. If you'd like to schedule a workshop, I'm here. We have a whole team here. We'd love to talk to you. So with that said, I'm on to other topics to talk about. I haven't even talked about GPT-4 yet, so I'm going to try to wrap my brain around another podcast about that if something doesn't come out in the next day before I even get to that. But anyway, I'm going to work on that next, so stay tuned. This is Sean Early, Sean Early Podcast. As always, I invite you to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a comment, leave me a review, let me know what you think. 5 stars are always appreciated. Also, be sure to follow me on all the socials, not TikTok, but follow me on all the socials. I'm pretty active on social media. Give me a follow, give me a like, give me a share. I would appreciate it. And reach out and talk to me. So with that said, Sean Early, Sean Early Podcast. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. If you like this podcast, don't forget to click the subscribe button to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more info and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe.